gentlemen, it's Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show. It's 11/19/2021. And I'll tell you what, let me just start tonight. I'm going to start right out tonight praying for somebody. And I'm going to tell you what, this is Debbie Nunemaker. If you will pray with me, Lord Jesus, will you go right now to Debbie Nunemaker in South Carolina? They have moved over here back to the United States, Lord Jesus, as you know. Lord Jesus, these are your servants. They have been overseas for over 50 years, bringing people to your word and to you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we go to Debbie Nunemaker. Will you touch her right now, Lord Jesus? Touch her right now so that she knows you're touching her. Touch her right now, Lord Jesus, and anoint her. Give her all of your power, Lord Jesus, and drive out whatever it is that is causing her, Lord, to have the heart and the blood pressure problems and all of the different things. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will give Debbie Nunemaker a medical miracle right now. Lord, give her a medical miracle and restore her to full health and full function. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. So I'll tell you, it's just amazing. Just amazing. There's a lot of people who are starting to really get ill, but I'll tell you, if you have the relationship with the Lord Jesus, if he is your Savior, if you repented of your sins and asked Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, then if you even lose your life on this planet or anywhere else, you'll be having everlasting life with him in heaven. Oh, that's the best deal in town, ladies and gentlemen. The best deal in town. So I don't know what's going to happen. Where are we going to go? Well, I'm reminded of what Lord Jesus told us, you know. I mean, it's just amazing, but we just keep got to go back to it because we're just not going to touch on one of the other things here tonight, right? Touch on one of the other aspects of it, you see. And it's, let's just go to Matthew 24 again. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So we're going to have wars. And when wars come, people are going to die. A lot of people discount these ideas and what Lord Jesus is telling you. The total end is not yet, no. But there's going to be people die. We're hearing more and more about the Ukraine and Russia. We had Russians flying right down the slot in the Bering Sea with the big bombers loaded with nuky dookies. I'm going to tell you what, ready to go. And I doubt whether Austin and Millie are even aware of it. Hopefully there's somebody in Alaska on the dew line that's still on the dew line. And hopefully there's somebody there that's got access to something like electromagnetic pulse weapons, like a particle beam, to blow them suckers out of the sky and to launch back on their pod if necessary across the Bering Straits. Heck, man, I mean, let's get John Hillstrom or somebody or SIG up there. Give them the weapons. They'll take it home, baby. They'll drive it across the Bering Sea on a crab boat. Getting a little bit tired of the pentagram and all that. The pentagram is devising ways to destroy our military. The Army, the Navy, all the different people, the Air Force, they're trying to put people out because they won't get vaccinated, even though the smart people now know that the vaccines contain pegylated graphene oxides. They contain things that, like the hydrovulgaris, they contain the stuff that will then create your red blood cells to stick together like gumdrops in an old box of jujubes from the theater in 1959, okay? What I'm trying to say is this. The smart people are not taking the spike jab because they've done the research on the spike jab. Where is it in the Code of Military Justice that it says that you must commit suicide to be in the military? And now they're mad at the Oklahoma National Guard, the new general, Manchin or Mancine or whatever his name is, who's not going to have ill adverse effects. Well, I'm going to tell you what, if they do that, then all of them should just quit, and that the governor of Oklahoma should then have and create a state guard of Oklahoma instead of a national guard, okay? What's going to happen is that the people in the Pentagon are going to be, oh, Milley will be calling up, oh, Chinese general man, oh, please don't attack us, because we need to order more boots for our troops and uniforms from you before you come and get us. Oh, we've got to get our orders in, and they're in those supply ships out there in the West Coast in the containers, and we can't get the boots for our troops. Uh-oh. Can't get us weaponry that works, can't get anything, and now you're going to get rid of thousands and thousands of highly qualified special forces like SEALs and Delta and Marines and all kind of stuff that you're going to get rid of. The Marine Corps may give them a break because they know that maybe since the Whitney is in the Black Sea right now, maybe not be the time to say, okay, if you don't get your vax by December, whatever it is, or whatever the date is, that we're going to take you off the Marine Corps payroll. Well, shoot, man. Who's going to fight the war? Well, I'm going to tell you what. When they eventually come here, and they probably will, meaning the Red Chinese or the Russians or both or whatever, or just NORTHCOM coming to attack its own citizens under FEMA guise and control of the FEMA regional capitals. See, the military ain't the military anymore. Oh, yeah, we got the good young people in there. Got the good young people in there, you see. And we got some good line officers, but we got a whole lot of bad at the top. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. Yep, they're working on that. No fertilizers. Reducing the fertilizer being made, seeds are being, coming to where they're not as in great supply. All kind of stuff. Then the fact that you're going into food, you're going in, if you saw it at stevequayle.com, and incidentally, go up to stevequayle.com if you're not already there, and click on his mega drought video and order that sucker. Whether you order to watch it on Vimeo right away, or go ahead and order the DVD because they'll be coming in a short period of time. That is just incredible. Order a couple of them and give them as a gift to somebody else so they can have their eyes open and understand what is going on. So famines, what else have we got? We've got these packing plants, poultry plants, meat packers. And if somebody's not vaxxed, well, they're hiring a lot of people who aren't even citizens. They're hiring people that came up from the border who never have been tested under Joe Biden. But if then they go to them and they say, well, you haven't had been vaxxed or tested or anything like that, we can't operate this poultry plant or this meatpacking plant. And then not only that, but the USDA inspectors, okay, well, we've got a shortage of them because not all of them are stupid, want to take the want to take the spike jab and put the graphene oxide, the poison, inside of their bodies, inside of their cells, to introduce the hydrovulgaris, so then you start to make nanotubes with the graphene oxide, and it goes throughout your body, and so then they can then zap them with the 5G or other electromagnetic signals or RF signals, and then they can turn on the cytokine storm. They don't even necessarily have to go to the next thing, which is pestilence. Pestilences. Now we've got the spicy, the nasty smallpox variant, which is probably allegedly the bioweapon smallpox that allegedly Merck, it was in their freezers. Well, allegedly Merck was the one that had allegedly the biochem weapons program at the end of World War II for the U.S. military. It's no wonder where this stuff comes from. And the CDC and all these guys, you think you're going to believe what they're telling you now too? And you got Bill Gates for the second time. He already told you about it's going to have a pandemic. Well, we had the pandemic. And that son of a buck allegedly owned the patents for the test for the disease that wasn't even created yet. The COVID test. So ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is so crazy that it's so wild and crazy that is its best defense. Nobody can believe it. Oh, you're ridiculous. Oh, you're one of the... Well, tell them to go, you know, shove it, because I'll tell you what, they're going to see it. They're going to see it come. But pestilences, we talked again about last night, the smallpox. We talked about the Ebola pox. There's a pharmaceutical company allegedly in Australia that made a 90% kill rate. 90% kill ratio of a combination of Ebola and mouse pox or some kind of a crazy thing. Well, we got Ebola in the United States. We got mouse pox in the United States. We got smallpox vials discovered. Oh, yes. And who knows whose hands they're in right now. So are they going to release it? Possibly so. But I told you last night, you ought to be thinking about Tyvek F. As in Frank, Tyvek F suits, booties, hoods, the whole thing, and military grade M as in military, M as in military, M as in military grade gas mask. Something that is full C-burn, or what I still call nuclear, biological, and chemical, okay? Get the filters that give you that equivalent and get extra. I've talked to you about the PETs and the different things where you have the, or you can do a room in your house or your bug out location or wherever you got it, your root cellar, wherever you're at. You can do a room in the corner, a bomb shelter in the corner of your basement. You can do it in your lean-to kind of expedient shelter in the basement, close the ends off, and then put the thing there for the positive pressure system. Look them up. You also need to be cognizant of your children, your grandchildren. First of all, there's youth-type masks. Youth-type mask. Y-O-U-T-H. Youth-type mask for kids that are youths. And there are then our baby rangers, which are positive pressure systems. Baby Ranger type setups, which have been available, and they've been in use since, I know, World War One and Two. They made some of those, but you got to get the new ones, you see. You don't get the surplus. You don't go out and get the Russian thing that makes you look like an insect, all right? Go to a legitimate source for brand new gas masks. You put in a search engine, new top of the line military grade gas masks, and see what comes up. I've given you things in the past to go to, and, you know, you find it out, all right? I don't have the name handy right now as I speak. So we're going to have pestilences, you see. And it's all kind of stuff. And then this stuff is going to be attacked from, bombarded from electromagnetic waves and from possibly loony balloons. And I got something to tell you about them in a little bit. We talked about last night, we said we hadn't seen them for a while. Well, now we're seeing them again today. Famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. And what did Lord Jesus tell us? All these are the beginning of sorrows. This is just the beginning. Just the beginning of sorrows. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But here's what Lord Jesus wants you to do. But he, this verse 13, Matthew 24, the red letter edition of the King James, the old King James, not the new King James. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, this is verse 20, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. That means everybody would be basically dead. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be short. But that doesn't say everybody gets there. You start releasing like this Bill Gates and all these people allegedly seem to want to do. Or they claim, oh, it's going to be a terror attack. Well, their scenarios have a way of coming true, don't they? What was it, the 210 project or whatever? I forget what it was. Were they warned about the next pandemic? Well, we had it. We're still in it. I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And you better go into that item real quick and get deep in it so that you know you're with him and he knows you're with him. And you know that he's with you and that you know he is with you. You know that that is the key. Now, today, this morning, we had a real good observer. Good man. Let's just say real sure shot. Ready sure shot is on the lookout. And he started looking for the loons. And we have to remind you that the loony bins now... Allegedly, our loony balloons are allegedly off-the-shelf, like NSA or CIA Corporation, Raven Aerostar, allegedly, an off-the-shelf, perhaps out of South Dakota, as I recall, allegedly. But anyway, we saw this morning, west of Amarillo, and a load of my friends out there in Amarillo, we saw a loony balloon flying at about 64,100 feet. It was squawking at 44.53, and it had about a 12-knot speed. 12 knots speed. And it was heading towards Oklahoma. And what it did, it was heading towards Oklahoma, and then it got to where it, listen to this. This ties in what I was talking about the last few nights or the last few shows about the high line, the power high lines that were coming through Poplar Bluff, etc. Well, if you go down there in Oklahoma and where the closest town would be Muskogee, Muskogee, Oklahoma. I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. I tell you what, my old buddy, the old scholar Temecula, likes that song. Bow to you out there, brother. But this loony balloon, allegedly loony balloon, allegedly of the Raven Arrow Star, allegedly an off-the-shelf corporation of the intelligence world. But I submit, in my opinion, that since Red China Joe's been in, that they shifted what allegedly had been the Red Chinese financing and collaboration with the Google, allegedly, and they just transferred it to an off-the-shelf corporation, allegedly, for no such, you know, or for the CIA. And I submit to you, in my opinion, that allegedly you might find that they're giving all that information still, and that there's a collusion and collaboration between the U.S. top slot military executive branch and the Red Chinese military. And here's what I'm going to tell you. This thing goes from Amarillo, and remember, it was at 64,100 feet. And that's to keep it to where people don't pay attention to it, okay? And technically, they don't have to squawk at above that level right there. But they were squawking, okay? 12 knots, 64,100 feet. Goes into Oklahoma, goes down by Muskogee. And it was going north by northwest. And now, listen to this. Now, it's at 2,000 feet. Interesting, huh? 2,000 feet under the radar, so to speak. And it's heading on a north by northwest. And this thing is going right towards... There's an area there near Muskogee called South 94th Street, allegedly. And this thing is going right down the line of an extremely high voltage power grid right there. High voltage, high line, near 94th Street, near Muskogee. That's the closest town in Oklahoma. And the loony balloon is cruising right down the line. Are they going to do a power grid interrupt us? Are they going to use some of their electromagnetic game playing stuff that's on there and pop it with frequencies? Try to overload it or pop with the electromagnetic pop, you know, from a capacitor or something, right into some of the transformer or something on one of the high line, the high voltage line going across? I told you that the power grid there coming in Poplar Bluff, that was a high line they put in the 60s. The big old iron giants, they used to call them, the big power grid lines, where it was coming east and west. It goes east across the Mississippi, goes there and goes west. Well, you know, you might have Missouri, but then you got not too far down I-40 and all that, you'd have like... Oklahoma, you know, Tulsa and all that. You go south of that, you get into Muskogee. So we got, and if there's any good guys left, in the United States Air Force or an Army, something that can get up high and take it out, or the Marine Corps, or whatever it is you got to do, all right, or the Space Force, which they cut the you-know-whats off of it. But if there's anybody that's good, you better start looking out for these off-the-shelf, allegedly, Raven Arrow Star loony balloons that are really, in a sense, the Red Chinese signal intelligence platforms that were up under the auspices, allegedly, of Google, where we've tracked them before, and now we got one coming down from 64,100 feet. Near Muskogee, down to 2,000 feet, and it's touring and flying right along the high lines, the high voltage, high top power lines right there. And I submit to you, in my opinion, that there's going to be some power grid interrupt us as we start to get a little bit colder weather, or if the Russians decide to get wild in the Ukraine and we go against them, and then at the same time, you have the Red Chinese, and I don't care about the Olympics. If they feel it's time to go, they'll go for Taiwan. We'll be up the creek, and then somebody, either Russia, Red China, or somebody is going to launch hypersonics, maybe both of them, that'll cruise along the thing and then drop right out and pop the key players. But at the same time, they could just do Cumbre Vieja, take out 65 million people on the East Coast. 65 million on the East Coast, and then knock the power grids down, cascading from east to west. Boom, 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 boom. As they start to hit the nuclear plants, the coal-fired plants, all up and down the East Coast. When the wave goes in, 10 to 50 miles, and the wave is anywhere from 100 to 300 feet high, traveling at 500 miles per hour. So they could do that, and then the Indians could start to fight, and then the Chinese have now got allegedly missiles up on the Tibetan Plateau looking down, And what Steve Quayle and I talked about in 2004, when he said, Hawk, take me around the world and tell me what you think is going to happen in each one of the hot spots. And back then we were talking about the Persian Gulf. The Persian Gulf and the Straits of Hormuz. And how back then we had two or three carrier groups in the Persian Gulf. And I said, Steve, we got to get them out of there, because my information back then told me that the Iranians, the Persians, had 110 super sunburn missiles. A lot of them with nuclear tips. Some of them with nuclear tips. They had 100 exocets, which is a French type anti-ship missile. And they could take a tip of nuclear tip. And at that period of time, in 2004, they had at least 45 to 50 nuclear warheads that they got on the black market, or that the Iranians made themselves. Plus, they had in storage under the auspices of Russian missile forces, trainers and, guys there for training and just to be on the ready, to where they, with the treaty with Iran, Red China and Russia both have treaties, military treaties with them. And then I said, if they just launch 110 conventional ones up, the Aegis cruisers and all the Aegis software and all of that, particularly back then, but even today, could not handle the number of targets and shoot them down in the quick amount of time. And then I said they would dead duck those two or three carrier groups in the Persian Gulf. Now we got the Red Chinese building a port facility, I believe, in the United Arab Emirates, which is supposedly one of our allies. But that doesn't make any difference. Because Red China Joe, Red China Joe, it's satire, don't you know? Red China Joe took 1.45 billion through the hunter for the big guy. That's enough to buy a presidency and spread it around, maybe, don't you know, with a little extra for the pink jockstrap and Luciferian crowd in the high levels of the pentagram and the intelligence community, the EIEIOs. If there's any good people left, you need to get in there, and maybe you ought to just go visit Brave and Aerostar, allegedly an off-the-shelf corporation. Right. I like South Dakota. I don't want to cause anybody any trouble that's up there, but as far as I know, it's either DARPA or CIA or NSA or DIA or the hoo-ha, the boo-ba. Okay, I don't care. But all I know is that somebody is playing around at 2,000 feet up there by the high power, high voltage power lines near Muskogee, Oklahoma. And if somebody's there, why don't you get a crop duster up? Get a crop duster up with an old, Maxim machine gun or some crap like that and take the son of a bitch out. Excuse my French. This is starting to get to be a piece of crap. This is starting to get to be where our own government, our own military is, and intelligence community and secret police are now attacking the American people instead of attacking the enemies of the United States. So what I tell you is what they said back in the days of the Declaration of Independence when old Tom Jefferson wrote it. You know, and I bought this at Monticello at his house. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the original law of the land, the founding law of this land. And if you get arrested for reading the Declaration of Independence, you got nothing left to lose, do you? Now, who told us about that? Well, it was a Russian, but it was Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, who was arrested under one of the big grabs and put out to make mittens for the Soviet troops out in the middle of Siberia. Oh, and how he burned the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, that's St. Petersburg today, people, in Leningrad, that when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror, or at every bang of the downstairs door, at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. Well, maybe you got a 12-gauge shotguns, or maybe you got an AR-15, or maybe you got an old Mac 90, or an old 30-06 bolt action, or whatever it is. Or a quick draw McGraw automatic semi-auto pistol, or an old wheel gun, you know, like a 357. So, once again, but they had understood they had nothing left to lose, and a boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. If we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. So you see, well, that's a Russian, Hawk. What are you doing with that? Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Harry S. Truman. Harry, the buck stops here. That's starting to happen right now under Red China Joe, the $12 gallon gas man, don't you know? Shut them all down. Destroy the military. Throw them all out of work. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a wild business here pretty quick. And you may see, I think they've got to resolve a budget or something by December 3rd or 4th, maybe, don't they? They have to pass that stuff. Were they going to pass the $5 trillion bill? Because they lied again. It's $5 trillion, not $2. Because the programs they're talking about lasting a year. Oh, we're going to give free health care. We're going to give free daycare. Or we're going to give free child care for all the mothers in the United States. So you can go to work. Well, I'm going to tell you what. That's not going to go up in a year. But let's not get lost in the weeds of this stuff. This is just one thing. I'm worried about the Bill Gateses and the Soroses and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Turnin Texas and the Red Queen and the this queen and the that queen and the High Masonics and the all of the types that might be of the skull and the bone. The New World Order, and they are working under fallen angels who have come back onto this planet, and some never left, and they're working on Lucifer's plan, all right? If you don't believe it, you're going to see it. And I'm going to tell you what, you don't want to believe it? Well, then when you get to hell and you're burning in the plasma fire forever, then you'll know it. I'm going to tell you, Lord Jesus is the answer. The answer is, Lord Jesus, because there's power in the blood of Jesus. If you have not repented of your sins, then do so. Repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he'll start to wash you clean. He will. If you're sincere, you're going to start to feel that. And you're going to say, oh, Lord Jesus, where do I need to be? Where do you need me on the line, Lord Jesus? I got a little bit of strength or whatever, but I'm here with you, Lord. Where do you want me to be? Lord, can I put my family somewhere? Where do you need, where I could have, be assured that they might be safe? And he might say, take them here or take them there. He might say, stay right where you're at. Because you see, if you're with Lord Jesus and he's with you and he is in your heart as your Savior, then even if you are to die, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. And when I was in a coma for 3 days, I was up in the tube of light with Lord Jesus. I didn't go all the way to heaven. I was in the tube and he comforted me. Because they were going to send me back down, and I'm glad they did. And I could look down, and I could see my body down there in the bed. But I'm with Lord Jesus. You have no idea the conviction or how you feel when you feel his love, when you feel the love of the Lord Jesus. You just cannot believe it. One more time, Lord Jesus, will you go right now to Debbie Nunemaker? Lord, go to Debbie Nunemaker in South Carolina. Go to her, Lord, and touch her. Touch her and give her the full anointing of your love, Lord Jesus. Give her the medical miracles she needs and restore her back to health and full function. And while you're at it, give the same medical miracles that are needed for her husband, Dave. They have been in your service for quite some time, Lord Jesus, and brought thousands and maybe potentially hundreds of thousands to you, Lord, in Indochina and other parts of Asia. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and most welcome. Keep Old Hawk in the game. Can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. It can be Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, very easy. A check made out to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. May he provide you the medical miracles that you need. May he give you a superabundance of all the things you need or want in order for you to survive and endure to the end. The same then shall be saved. I'd like to see this thing go down. I'd like to see it all, man. Stand at the fight, at the ready, and be in the fight. And then when Lord Jesus comes with his archangels, and they come down on this planet, and they clean the clock of the Lucys and their 200 million man army at Harmageddon. Oh, Lord, I'd love to see that. And then find the rejoicing in the end when the Lord Jesus cleans their clock and they get sent to the fiery furnace and they burn in the plasma forever. Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. Oh, yes. Lord, protect us and guard us from these pestilences that are going to be released, apparently be released by the types of Bill Gateses and stuff who allegedly are plotting this or talking about it. And everything they've talked about then seems to come to pass. I will say this. Are you sitting out there and are you still thinking this is all just a bunch of buoy? When they're starting to attack us on food, do you not think that maybe you need to get long-term storage food if you can? You know, wherever it is, Mountain House or For the Patriot, you know, Emergency Essentials, Bob Griswold down there in Tennessee, wherever it might be, Wise, wherever. That if you've got a little bit of money out there and some of you have got those 401s and that kind of stuff, or the IRAs, or just sit extra. Why don't you give you and your family 3.5 years worth of long-term storage food? Or if you can do nothing else, because there's just many more people in this regard. You're paying $3.50, $3.60. $4.60, $5 for gasoline, all right? And the meat's up and the hamburger's $5-$6 a pound and, you know, $5 loaves of bread or whatever they are, you know, $8-$9 a gallon for milk or whatever it is. Turkeys, I saw the frozen turkeys, the butter balls the other day, a 12-pounder was about $35 in the case. And I talked to the meat guy there, and he said, hey, once these are gone, we're not getting any more back in. You better get a couple of them or whatever now. Well, I had one already from earlier this year in the freezer. Speaking of which, you got to get ready to have some kind of a way to have battery backup, have an inexpensive solar array that then charges batteries. Converters and different stuff that you, where you charge a battery so that you can run power to run a refrigerator at least, or a freezer, at least for a period, you know, of 3-4 hours, then recycle it keep the big insulation and the big insulated blankets on the top of it to keep it cold. Or if you can afford a little more solar, or you got wind, or whatever you got on your property, you got water to do a water wheel or something like that, then by all means do it. Get you some of those long-term type of marine and golf cart, or, you know what I'm saying, RV-type batteries, to where you can store the power and then recharge stuff up. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen. So at Muskogee, can you believe that? Comes down from 64,100 feet down to 2,000 feet, running right along the high voltage power lines. Closest town is Muskogee, but it's like something called South 94th Street or something on the map. The high lines that are going right through that area. If somebody is still good in the intel or in the military, you go up there and just blow that son of a buck out of the sky. Oh, I slipped. My thumb on the button slipped. Box one, fire one, whatever it is. Ba, 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 ba. You know? Of course, this is all satire, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? It's all satire. Does it really exist? Everything is hunky-dory under Red China Joe. Don't you believe it for one second. Don't you believe it for one second, because you might be seeing that one second after when they pop the power grid, or when Cumbre Vieja goes in the midst of a World War III, and the power grid cascades. What you gonna do? You know, Lord Jesus told you in Matthew 25 that the wise virgins had lamps and lamp oil and extra wicks and lamp oil for their lamps. So they'd be ready to go. Well, do you have lamps and lamp oil? And I mean literally, literally. Go out and get you, go to the Farm and Fleet or the TSC or the hardware store or the camping store or whatever. Get you some of those Dietz Jupiter lanterns, the big ones that you got the big bill. Get an extra globe, get an extra, you know, chimney globe, get an extra wick or two or three, and get you some lamp oil. Something you can use inside or outside. The Petromax lanterns are real good. Those are multi-fuel lanterns. I like the lamp oil rather than the kerosene, but if you can only use the kerosene, then you can do that as well. But the lamp oil, I believe, it's going to be nice. And you calculate the fill on the Jupiter or whatever the size Dietz or the Petromax is. You calculate the tank, how much the fill is on that, and how long, how many hours that will burn. And then if you calculate that, how many nights you'd like to have light. But then as a secondary, you got to have backup plans. Get you some 120 or 60 hour candles, where you get the candle in the can with the extra wick or two on it, which if you're sitting in a tent and you're huddled out in a tent or some kind of a bivouac out in the country underneath the piney woods trees, hiding out, you got that tent, you can actually put a couple of those in there. You might get a little heat and you get the light in the tent, and you may just be able to hold your canteen cup over it. And what are you going to put in there? You might just have a can of chunky sirloin burger. You might just have a little Denny Moore stew. You might just have Progresso beef barley or something like that, or lentil soup or tomato soup or some kind of a vegetable and vegetable beef, whatever it is, clam chowder. But if you can do nothing else on that food, see if you can get an extra one or two cans of chunky soup or Progresso soup per week, or Denny Moore stew. Get one or two extra cans and put them in a case. Keep putting them into the closet or under your bed or on a shelf down in the basement, cool, dry place. You can mark the dates you bought it, but I'm going to tell you, as long as the can, and I read that to you from the, you know, USDA, remember I read that to you about the can. As long as they're not dented or puffed out or got cracks or holes or, you know, rusted out and all that kind of stuff, they could probably open them. And if they look good and you don't smell anything bad, you don't see any white gooey stuff or black goo or whatever in there, then probably it's going to be good. Heat it up to a boil, get the soup hot, and it'll be good. And I told you also that I did talk years ago back at the 1999, going to the year 2000, the new millennium, you know, the big deal that we had where the computers are probably going to go goopy. And had they not spent $50 billion to remediate that stuff, they probably would have. The Y2K. But I asked a guy of a big national canning company, I said, what about this date on the top? He said, that's the date that as the canning company, we can guarantee that the full amounts or minimum data requirements that are on the label of the side of the can label, that we can guarantee that those, through that date, those percentages and everything will be 100% correct. He said, that doesn't mean that you not have food value after that. And he said the same thing, as long as the cans are not busted up or dented or puffed out or rusty or something like that, then you can open them carefully, inspect them, and see if they smell good. Then heat them up to a good hot boil, and you'll have food. I can't urge it enough. If you can keep chickens, or you're in the country, you got something, or even in the city now or the suburbs, get you a good coop. If you can keep chickens and get eggs, then you got protein. The chickens would be protein. You want a good, predator alarm or burglar alarm when the goofballs come to get you or come down the road like you're sitting out in the Utah and you fell asleep by the fire because it was so cold out there and you came in after a little bit and you rubbed your knees a little and you said, hey, man, and you dozed off. Well, if you had you some guinea fowl, some guinea hens out there in a good coop with maybe a high up perch, all right, for it, then they could give you the predator alarm, couldn't they? And they're the loudest doggone things you ever want to hear. But they're also pretty good eating, all right? And the guy I'm thinking out there is my old buddy Crazy Horse. God bless you, brother. To all them good people in the Iowa, in the Colorado, in the good people up there in the California, and the good people, I think about old Big Mac out there. And I think about old Big Mac being up on a wall somewhere or somewhere high. And I think about, man, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to come down his road, because he'll drop you out there at 1,000 yards and go back to eating his chunky soup, I guarantee you. I'm going to tell you what, to all these military people and these police, these doctors, these nurses, all these people, all the truck drivers, the good people, the EMTs who are not taking these shots, then the time on a local basis is to band together and to have your own local group. And you say to them, hey, we're here to protect you. We want to have a mutual society where in our local area, in our regional area, we'll protect you. We'll try to defend you against crime or whatever. We'll help you put out the fire. You help us to keep feeding our families. You help us to do it. And I'm going to tell you, when the push comes to shove, what are you going to do when you try to tell? When you try to tell one SEAL or one Delta Force or one Marine Recon or one Marine Raider or one Air Controller, You going to tell one of them guys they can't feed their family, let alone a complete SEAL team or a stick or whatever? Oh, well, I'm going to tell you what, they're liable to rob three banks, own the food store and the gasoline station and the nightclub before you can whistle "My Eyes Have Seen the Glory" or whatever a song you want to sing, you know? I'm going to tell you what, they're messing with the wrong people. And I'm going to tell you another thing. There's a whole lot of mad old men and old ladies out here, the cigarette grannies, the ones that spoke to Cool or the Lucky Strike, and then they pull their weapon and they shoot the terrorists, you know, or the guys that are trying to home invade them, and they drop about three of them dead, stack them on the front porch, and then kick them off into the yard, you know, smoke that Lucky Strike or Camel and wait for the cops to come. There's a whole lot of people like that out here. There's literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands, maybe a million, 2 million veterans. Do you really think you're going to subject in the United States? You're going to subject all of those people to knuckle under some tyrannical mandates and crap? I don't think so. Ladies and gentlemen, do not go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Do not do it. You better stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights and protect your property. But right now, while you still can, right now, while you still can, and if you can't, pray to the Lord Jesus that he will set you up and assist you to get you the job or the position, or to find you somebody that you can trade your working time for, that they'll help you with some food or water, firearm and ammo, gas mask, whatever. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology and strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the people of the United States. Bandingo Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPua, baby. That 338 sink. All them boys and girls down here. So high. Debbie did a big Lord Rider with good night.